Hello.
Oh, hi, Jack. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I meant to. Did I call y'all and pay you?
Not yet. That's why I'm calling.
No.
I'm having trouble.
I meant to take care. I've been so damn busy working, and I've had it on my things to do list this morning. And see, I had a bunch of bogus crap come up on my debit card, you know, from being a big dumb guy and buying too much crap on Facebook.
And, no. I see.
Yeah, and I have to get a new debit card like every 6 months because I keep buying junk on Facebook and getting ripped off. And, because I'm stupid. And, I had to change my debit card number again for like the third time this year. And, yeah.
I don't think
don't
you're
buy
stupid.
Nothing
I
on Facebook.
Sometimes I've done it before with no problems, but I don't do it on a regular, so I guess.
Well, if you see that ad where they got them lifelike AI puppies on there that look real, and you seen that ad and they look like real puppies and they're running around and they're intelligent and all that, and then when you get them in the mail, they look like something from Kmart that you put a battery in the ass of them. And, oh my God, it was just a big ripoff. And then I bought some, these dentures on there. It's cause I had all my teeth pulled and I was supposed to get new dentures and these things,
yeah.
And you put them in, heat them up and they're urethane. You put them in your mouth and they fit to your gums and all that stuff. And then when they come in the mail, it looks like a novelty store, piece that you put in your mouth, like, you know, from a dime store, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking. The kids do that at Halloween, but it has the fangs on it, but they put those...
Yeah, that's what I did, and I bought those, and they're supposed to be the best thing since sliced bread, and it replaced my...
Oh,
and I paid like $100 for them, and then they had these little plastic teeth. It looked like something, it was a joke, you know? But they didn't void their contract because they actually sent me some teeth, you know? So I can't get my money back.
There were some things I saw in there that I wanted to order, and then I changed my mind because when I was...
Yeah, don't ever buy nothing on Facebook. I've learned my lesson.
They'd say, this was a scam. Don't deal with this company. So then listen to the people that wrote on there. So.
Well, I didn't read the disclaimers. I should have read the disclaimers. But I'm stupid. Yeah,
well,
so I bought the real lifelike puppies that you see running around, look like they're smart and they run to you and all that. And it's got, and they're real fake looking, look like a piece of rug with two eyeballs glued on it with a battery pack underneath the bottom of it, you know.
That's ridiculous.
I know. And I got it and it's so convincing looking at the little thing on there. I said, man, that's cool. And I bought them like for $100 and then it gets here and it's some fake Chinese crap, you know. You know?
Oh, wow.
And I was like thinking it was going to be the coolest thing ever and then it never did. It took forever to get here. And when it got here, it was just the cheap, crappiest thing I ever saw in my life. But anyway.
Wow.
Let me read you my debit card off and pay my bill.
You need to get an Amazon
If you get something
like that on Amazon and it's crappy, it's a big company, so they'll give you your money back anyway, you know?
Yeah.
There's too many.
And like, I bought a thing that's supposed to be a thing that cuts metal, and you hook it to your grill, and it's supposed to cut metal like it's butter, you know? And when I got it here, it was a piece of junk. It didn't even work. You know, so don't buy nothing on Facebook. Nothing.
I'm going to listen to you. I'm not going to buy anything on Facebook. That's scary. Yeah, that's really scary. And what I would say for you, if you do any more online shopping, maybe go
to
Walmart
they use,
and get like a prepaid Visa. That way they don't get your real card. You know
they
what I mean?
Fake AI. They got like a famous person like Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin, you know, endorsing something, you know, or they got, or something, or the thing, and saying it's the best thing since sliced bread, and they totally don't know that they're being shamed, you know, or they got somebody, a person endorsing something, you know, and you're thinking, well, if they like it, I should like it, you know, or something like that. And everything on Facebook is absolutely fake garbage. I don't listen to nothing on Facebook anymore.
Yeah, I've learned my lesson. Unfortunately, you had to learn the hard way. Yeah, but anyway, let's get you up to speed here. So go ahead with the card number.
Yeah. I mean, I just finished up a big contract at Vanderbilt University, and I had to go back to my Thumbtack account. And of course, when I send out references, I say go to my web page and look at my work. And I need to update my. Also, need to update my photos because I've got a whole year's worth of more photos I need to upload. So
yes, please do. I always tell people the more proactive you are with your account, the better results that you get.
I know.
Get. So,
I'm just always so busy all the time. I don't never pay attention to anything.
Yeah, I understand. Well, you could email it to us. So if as a business owner, the only time you have a free 5 minutes is at 2 a.m, so be it. That way you can do it 24 hours, you know. And then
I'm so busy that I...
the next morning. Yeah, I am.
I'm so busy. I come home to my apartment and mice are running all over the house because they wonder, who the hell is that guy coming in our house? You know?
That's coming into our house.
I know. They look at me like, who the hell are you? You know?
Oh, that's funny. Thank you for the laugh.
I mean, that really happened. And one jumped off my microwave and run across the floor and looked at me like, who the fuck are you? You know, and run across the floor.
That.
So I went, I locked the door back and went and drove to Walmart and bought a bunch of rat poison and stuff, you know, because I live out in the country in a little cabin, you know, and I'm gone.
Aww.
I work, you know, 20 out of 24 hours a day and all I do is come home and sleep, and then I keep hearing things. I thought there was a ghost in the house. Nope, they're not ghosts. They're fucking mites.
Wow.
You know,
did it work, the rat poison?
Yeah, I put baits all over the place, you know, and I could hear crunching noises and stuff, and then now I don't see nothing. So.
Oh, good.
You know,
it worked. That's good.
And then we had a couple of real big storms, and it rains real bad, and it has a big storm. And that's when you see them when it's raining because they all go outside when it's pretty, you know, like you let your dog out. Yeah, and then it'll come a big thunderstorm, and next thing you know, you see mice running all over the place because I live in the country in a cabin.
Yeah, because if not, they get flooded out there with if it gets too much rain, right?
Yeah,
probably.
I got a really nice little cabin out in the country on a couple of acres. And I've got... mostly a big garage where I got my business, you know, and it's, I don't need a lot because I'm just a single guy, you know, and I just got a 2-bedroom little small cabin. And then I got a damn garage big enough to put an airplane in, you know, but I just, I'm never in here much, you know, except for to sleep. And then I had to keep food all put up and make sure don't leave anything out anywhere. That's just country living. That's the way it is. I thought a person was walking around in the attic and I ran outside and shoot him off and there's a raccoon big as a damn 5-year-old kid running around in my damn attic. And I shot at him with a shotgun. Yeah, it's country for you. Chased him. I can't understand. There's no holes in my trim or my gutter. There's not a hole anywhere. How in the fuck did he get in my attic?
Yeah. Yeah, that is really strange.
Where do you live at?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
We live in Orange County, California. So we're opposite.
Oh God, I miss my home. See, I'm living in Tennessee, and I played in a rock band for 19 years out, and I lived in L.A. and I used to love my home in Sacramento, and then we were in L.A. all the time back in the 80s and 90s. And so now I'm an old guy and I'm retired and I live in my hometown of Tennessee, you know, and most all the other hair bands from back in the 80s, they all live here too because the record labels are all here now. They all left L.A. because of the taxes. So they're all based out of Nashville now. And I played in a rock band called Tesla for 19 years. You know,
You were the original Tesla before Elon came around.
That's cool. Sign says long-haired freaky people need not apply. That's me.
Very
so I
cool.
stuck all my hair up under my head, and I went in to ask him why. That's me.
Oh yeah, I just looked at. I just picked. Which one are you now? You're the vocalist or what?
I'm the guitar player. No, I'm the guitar player.
Oh, I see some. I see
one
some photos here. You got some gig coming up at the fair coming up in August.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
we
go all over the place. I'm not in the band anymore. One of my best friends I grew up with still plays, and he's out. But I had a family, and back around the mid-90s, and I left the band back then. But Frank, he still runs the deal and goes out and plays and all, but I still get a check in the mail.
Oh, that's nice. That works out then, right?
Oh, God. Yeah, I played for 9 years on the road with Tim McGraw, so I ain't been doing
well,
too shabby.
You're in a good place for the music industry. I see why you left L.A. for Tennessee. I had some friends that did that, too. They live in Franklin now.
Well, I used to live in a really nice house outside of Big Bear. You know where Big Bear is?
Oh, of course. Yeah, we go there all the time.
In the state park. Well, at the very last park exit where you go down and there's picnic tables and you go down to the very last one on the end, we were down there with about 10 of our friends down there and a Sasquatch was throwing rocks at us, quote unquote.
Oh, wow.
I'm not joking you. And we ran out of there for our life with three automobiles with us. And the park ranger said, you know, it was closed down there, so that's why we went down there, because we all smoke grass.
Yeah,
and we found out why you ain't supposed to go down there. And we went out there grilling out hamburgers and having a good old time, and then next thing you know, these big rocks kept coming over at us, and we were like, what the hell's going on?
Oh, that's hilarious.
And it was a Bigfoot. It was a Bigfoot, and he was looking over top of a 10-foot boulder, looking over the top of it at us.
Wow.
And we heard the god-awfulest scream you ever heard, and a big rock the size of a dinner plate come over there at us and rolled right up to our feet, something that a grown man couldn't throw 5 feet, you know. So, and we got out of there. People don't, you know, and then ironically, I've got 300 acres down here in Tennessee, and I've got the same problem. I've got a damn big hairy ape. It's, because we have fruit trees all on our property and everything, left a handprint big around as a trash can lid on the side of my brother's truck.
You know, not to get you off topic, but there was an article I was just reading today in the news that there's a 22-year-old kid in Big Bear that he's up there with some friends and he hasn't been seen since Saturday night. So they don't know if he's hiking.
No,
yeah.
They're bad.
Yeah, people were saying that. People were saying Big Bear is a scary place at night. You know, there's a lot of things that happen.
And more than likely he's probably been eat up by mountain lions or real bad because they've got, back in them days they used to have at times and mountain lions, Sasquatch, they're very intelligent and they've been known to save human life. They've been known to get people and take them to safety and drop them off. They're not aggressive, but they are territorial. They don't like you in the territory. They'll scare you off, but they've never been known to harm any human. But they're, more than likely, if he's missing, he's done got eat up. In that area there, it's at the mountain lion. He's done been eat. If he was on a bicycle and them kids that ride them mountain bikes up through there get, all the time, they're prey, you know, and mountain lions would just jump off a damn side of a bluff right on their back, and you're dead. A mountain lion will kill you in a fucking second.
Oh, I just
googled
it, and it's...
Yeah,
it
and you're on a bicycle, and you're...
found dead. It says 22-year-old Tanner found dead in Big Bear Lake after going missing.
Mountain lion. Well, if he was in the lake, he was fucking drowned, but he, he probably ran out in the water. Probably ran out in the water to get away from a bear or something. Either a bear, brown bear, or either a mountain lion.
Yeah, it says that he was last seen on Saturday at 12:30 a.m. on the Village Drive. He was with some friends, and then when they went back to the cabin, he wasn't with them, and so they didn't
There's
know.
There's a lot
like,
of
happened.
Places that go around Lake Moore right there, and there's little bluffs and stuff, and people get careless, and they either jumping off the cliff, you know, into the water or whatever, and then swimming and everything else. But the water level's so damn low, even back then it was low, but I mean, now the water level down there, I was just out there in a recording studio with Robert Plant not long ago, and the water I did work with Band of Joy, anyway.
I used to think he was so cute when I was younger.
yeah, he's just an old crazy old man now. But
he's
a good friend.
Well, he's probably still in good shape, because you know what, he's like in his
70s. He's 74 years old right now, and he keeps up with us guys. I'm 62, but he's a great. He's just the nicest guy you ever meet.
Where does he live now?
Huh? Oh, he lives in 29 Palms. He lives in 29 homes.
Oh, so he stayed out in California then, huh?
Yeah, but he's got a home in England too, in Shepherdstown, but his kids all go to school and everything in Arizona, so he's out there. He's out in 29 Palms area.
Wow, interesting.
But we were in LA had rented some studio time. This was back last year and everything, but that lake out there is just, it's sad, man. They've just ruined everything, you know?
Yeah.
Nature of the Colorado River is just gone. It ain't the same anymore.
Yeah.
We used to go boating out there and everything, and it's just not the same.
I know.
You know?
I know.
Back
it's that way down in Newport Beach now too. Like you.
Well,
go
I'm a child of the '80s. I was just a young kid left home from Tennessee. Went down there, and if it wasn't for Western Union, I would have starved to death. You know. And
you have a good family. That's nice.
Well, you know, send you $100, and we're living off nothing. You know, back then, till we got signed with a record label. You know, back in the day. But, you know,
back then, $100 went a lot farther than it does today. I keep telling my kids that these days, $100 is like a 20 used to be. It goes by so fast, you know.
If it wasn't for groupies, if it wasn't for the girls feeding us band guys, we would have starved to death because it was all drugs and rock and roll back then, you know.
Yeah.
And the girls and playing down at the whiskey and everything back in the day.
The Roxy, Sunset Boulevard.
Oh God! If I had a nickel for every night I slept in a damn car,
I remember those days. I'm a little bit younger than you, but I went up there during those rock eras. Sometimes that's what I love about living in California, because you could go to L.A. or Hollywood and have like so many celebrity sightings. You could run into people in the music industry or you could go to like the free tapings of shows. Like, you know, I've been to Dancing with the Stars and, you know, America's Got Talent. And I've been to like all these free tapings. I'm like, it's so fun. It's like free entertainment. And then we have the beach and the mountains so close. But now I'm going to think twice after this poor kid. You know, I don't know. It did say he was pulled from the lake. So I think your theory is right. He was probably running away from something and then he drowned.
Yeah, he either ran and got in the water to get away from something, or else he just accidentally fell in or did something. There's no telling. You could come up with 100 theories, but if his body's all tore up and eat up, you know it was something else. But that used to happen all the time back in the day.
It might not been, because they said when
everybody jogs, all these health nuts would be up there jogging, and a lot of them wear the reverse mask. It looks like a face on the back of your head, because as long as you're looking at them, they won't run up behind you and get you, you know?
Interesting. Wow.
If you ever see people joggers, they got a mask on the back of their head that looks like
a
face.
That's why they're doing it. Yeah,
because that way when they're jogging, it looks like they're going the other way. And, that's what people used to do a lot out there. But That's just.
Oh, I'm so sad. I was just reading about this kid being missing, and now I Googled it and it said.
It's so funny. We live out here in Nashville, and they're like the band Cinderella. One of the guys from their band, he lives right up the street from me, and he owns a landscaping company. We're a bunch of old retired rock stars, you know, and we're all in the same neighborhood. It's funny. And they all want to be close to their paycheck, you know. We still get a damn royalty check in the mail.
There was a movie I saw like that called Unsung Hero, and it was about this guy that was in the music industry. And when they moved him, I think they moved him to Tennessee too. It was the same thing, like that one of their neighbors.
Well, if you watch that movie about Motley Crue, you know, the one that's got Ozzy in it where they're all talking about Motley Crue.
Uh-huh. I haven't seen it, but I can look it up.
No, it's on a TV about the band story about Motley Crue, and it was...
Oh, here it is. Yeah, I found it. It's called The Dirt. It's a Motley
Crue. The Dirt. You watch that movie, The Dirt? It was just like that, only 10 times worse.
Oh, wow.
That's putting it mildly. You know, if you watch that movie all the way through and then think about it and then multiply times three, and that's the way it was.
Back in the 80s,
back then, the cocaine and the drugs and the women and it was just a weird time, and you know, in American history that people don't realize what happened back then. And every kid all over the United States had dreams of being a rock star back in the day, played guitar, and they all went out to L.A. on a pipe dream, you know, and either made it or didn't, you know. And I got lucky. I had a little bit of success, but, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, when you ain't 20 years old with perfect teeth and hair and you got to come back and join reality again, you know, so that's all it is. Now I see all them old guys, you know, and my lead singer and all them, he's fucking 65 years old out there wearing spandex. And I said, man, come on, Joey, dude, it ain't working, man.
Yeah,
come on.
You know, my daughter, she won tickets on a radio station, I want to say maybe 5 or 6 years ago, to go see Aerosmith in Las Vegas.
Oh, God.
And she wasn't very familiar with who Aerosmith was, but she thought, that's fun, you know, I'll go to the concert with my husband. And she came out saying it was such a good show. She couldn't believe, like, even though those guys are older, she's like, man, did they put on a good show. She was very
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was funny because she didn't really know. So I had to like play some of their songs for her. I'm like, are you kidding? You don't know who Aerosmith is? They have so many good songs, you know.
We had tons of hit songs and all, and back in the day, and it's a lot of fun to still get out and do it every now and then, but I'm just over it. I'm worked all my life and done all that stuff. And when you get old and your hands don't work like they used to, you just can't do it anymore, you know? Not when a 15-year-old kid can play like, you know, Mozart on the guitar, you know, and when you used to could do that. I know in my mind how to do it, but my hands just won't let me do it anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So.
That's like this bass. Bass guitar player that I kind of know is like a mutual friend, but I haven't seen him in years, but he had a tumor in his brain and they took it out and his
bless his heart.
Am I still going to be able to play my bass guitar?
Well, it's like me, right.
But
it's
he can.
My best
he
friend is closer
and...
to me than my own brother. I lost him in 2017.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, and he was my best friend, and we grew up together ever since seventh grade in school, you know, and once you have a bass player like that that's been your band, it's weird. It's like a guitar player and a bass player and a drummer. You develop a psychic bond with one another that nobody can duplicate, you know, and then once one of them are gone, the spell is broken. You can't play. Nobody can do that. And I've not been able to find anybody that can even come close to him anymore. So I just don't have any desire to play anymore because of that, you know?
Yeah.
Because I've played
with
thousands of people, you know?
Now you can be a spectator. You can go to the fair in the fall and you can watch them play and support them. You don't have to do it anymore. That must be kind of nice
play.
After. Yeah.
Well, I still play and record and everything, but it's not the... Not playing in a big band on the road and anything anymore. It's really a loss because it's really downheartening for a man not to be able to do it anymore. So I focus on my job and my business and I put all my effort into that.
Yeah.
You just got to keep
pushing.
You
should write a book sometime. You have good stories. I bet it would sell well.
Yeah.
Maybe they'd even make a movie out of it if you wrote a book about it. Maybe they'd.
Hey, right. That's LA for you. Yeah.
Next minute they'd have a screenplay and
yeah, that would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch that Molly Crew movie though. That'd be interesting.
You watch that, and that's what my life was times three. And I'm telling you,
I'll watch it.
That was every day. We never slept. Let me give you this debit card number, man, and you don't have to replace it for a while.
There
you
go.
Ready?
Okay, go ahead. Yes.
4451.
Okay.
0139.
Got it.
4127.
Okay.
4929.
4929. Okay, expiration?
729.
Okay, and then the code?
Yeah, 333.
Okay. How are you doing with your business? You're staying, like you said, you work 20 hours a day, so you're staying really busy or are you looking to?
No, I got more work than I, and I see what I do. You go to Thumbtack app and you get a referral to build a deck or a patio enclosure or a kitchen remodel, bath remodel. And then we can do your job for you, blah, 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 and everything. And it, please visit, and if you also visit my website at llcjackofalltrades.com or just call my phone number, and I put that in there every time I solicit a job on there, and I've got so many people that hit my website now, they go, and I love all them pictures on there, but I need to update a lot of them,
Yes.
And then
do
I got lucky.
Do you want me to send you an email where you could just reply to me and send the pictures over, and then I can send it to the technician? Okay.
We've been doing a lot of commercial work, for a big Veritas Corporation. And I just kind of fell in my lap, We build these isolation vaults for X-ray machines, And all these Blue Pearl veterinary clinics that are going up all over the country and all the hospitals and all that, they're like a bank vault. They got like 3 foot thick concrete walls and they're like a 40 by 40 room with a big bank vault door. But instead of holding money in there, it holds radiation. So there's a big MRI machine in there, and the radiation. Yeah. And it's got big eye beams that go over the roof, and it's got 3 foot of concrete on top of it. And my guys are real good block layers, so we lay this special made block. It's got magnesium and titanium pellets all in it, and it was a cement, and they're made like a little rectangle block, that's got a little wave pattern to it, and they interlock together like Legos.
Yeah.
So you lay the walls, you just imagine a big 40 by 40 room, 3 foot thick walls, and it's got a roof on it with big steel I-beams with 3 foot of the same block on top of that with lead on top of it, and it's got a big bank vault door that weighs 15,000 pounds, like a bank vault does. Yep, and the only difference is the radiation. You got to keep that radiation. They come in there in a Loomis truck with four guys with a machine gun, and they put a pellet the size of a green pea in there that lasts 28 years. That one little pellet of uranium the size of a green pea lasts 28 years. That's how radioactive it is. And the reason why are these guys with machine guns here is because, well, think about it. A terrorist could get a hold of that and make a bomb out of it.
That's scary. That's true. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Yep. And it takes 4 hours. A guy in a big old heavy lead suit, like in that movie, The Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
He has to wear all that stuff, and it takes 4 hours just to put that little pellet inside that machine because it's got so much shielding on it. You got to unbolt it, and it takes a couple hours to get it apart and a couple hours to put it back together.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And once it's in there, it lasts almost 30 years. You
oh,
know?
Wow.
And the radiation is so strong, you got to have it in that room to keep the radiation from going everywhere.
Mm. So yeah. I hate to cut it off, but I have to go because
yeah.
we close at 4 o'clock Pacific time, and
yeah.
it's a little bit over. And I'm thinking they're gonna cut the
well,
phone line.
Send me the email. yeah. Send me the email, dear.
My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So I already sent it, and now you
okay.
have my phone number on the bottom. So if you have any questions moving forward, or you ever want to upgrade to a different package, you can call me, and I can answer any questions.
Where do you live at in LA?
We're in Huntington Beach, Fountain Valley, Huntington Beach area.
Huntington
down in
Beach.
County.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to go
yeah.
out there in the 1st of June. I'll look you up. Okay.
Oh wow. Oh, okay, yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah, yeah. You, like I said, you sound like you have a lot of stories. I enjoyed talking to you. Have a good evening and stay out of trouble, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Take care,
good
Jack.
Night.
Okay, thank you. You too.